The cherry tree is something the same, but more sturdy. Now, in the last week of April, the cherry blossom is still white, but waning and passing away. It is late this year, and the leaves are clustering thick and softly copper in their dark blood-filled glow. It is queer about fruit trees in this district. The pear and the peach were out together. But now the pear tree is a lovely, thick softness of new glossy green, vivid with a tender fullness of apple green leaves, gleaming among all the other green of the landscape. The half-high wheat, emerald, and the gray olive, half invisible, the browning green of the dark cypress, the black of the evergreen oak, the rolling of the heavy green puffs of the stone pines, the flimsy green of small peach and almond trees, the sturdy young green of horse chestnut, so many greens, all in flakes and shelves and tilted tables and round shoulders and plumes and shaggles and uprisen bushes of greens and greens, sometimes blindingly brilliant at evening, when the landscape looks as if it were on fire from inside, with greenness and with gold.